systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! That's right, welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, March 26, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And you're checking out the 15th episode of the Jam Hole Internet Radio Show Podcast Extraordinaire. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being with us for 15 episodes. Feels good, don't it?
It does feel
number
good.
Number 1-5, man.
Yep.
We are fucking jamming them out like you wouldn't believe. If you're new to the show, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we do a little thing called the Jam Hole. This is it. If you're listening, thanks. If not, then I'm not talking to you. So how was your day? Good?
Pretty good.
Mine was good, too.
Except for getting snowed on when we fall.
Right.
Huh?
We went down to the park again like we always do every day, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday before the show. And we throw a game of golf and kind of talk about what we're going to do on the show and all that shit. And we get out there and it's beautiful out, you know, and we get around hole, what, 7 or 6?
It was 5, I think.
Yeah, actually it was 5,
Because that's when I had to jump over the fence.
Right, right. And then right when you did that, it just started dumping fucking snow. And we kept playing for a little bit, and then it just got so wet and ridiculous. And yeah, so we left, ate some fucking crap, and then came here. And
grease burgers.
Oh, God. That's going to settle very nicely.
Yeah.
So, we have lots of things to get to today, so we'll just get right into it. First of all, I just want to say, if we have any Columbia Falls high school kid listening, I'm talking about the females, not the males. I was there delivering wire the other day, and it was lunchtime. Worst fucking time ever to go to a fucking high school to deliver water. Especially when you're 27 and you look like you're 21. Because, oh my God, all I heard the whole time when I was carrying the water jugs in was... fucking stupid fucking bitches. What are they teaching these kids in school? Because I swear to God, these airheads' heads were fucking empty.
Like, yeah, well, they are.
Oh, I was so pissed. And I would walk right by them, and there were like these other girls, you could tell, like the not so popular girls,
right,
that were probably a good 10 feet away. So I would pass the popular girls and they were going, and then I get to the unpopular girls and they weren't saying anything. And I just kind of looked at them. I was like, how do you go to school with these bitches? And they just kind of looked at me and like they had no idea. They were like,
right.
I know, they're dumb fucking hoo-ahs in training. It was fucking stupid.
Yeah, all the popular chicks are the stupidest ones.
It is,
always,
too. And
always.
And they're always the ones that everybody thinks they're so hot and perfect in fucking junior high school, and then they get to college, get knocked up, and have a kid or two, and then they're like fat, nasty housewives.
Well, the popular ones always are hot and perfect, which is why they're retarded.
And why they get knocked up first.
Yep.
Like pick of the litter.
Because they're stupid and they're hot, so it's easy.
That is true. That is a deadly combination.
Yep.
Parents, if you are raising hot, stupid girls, put a leash on them bitches.
Seriously.
They are little whores.
They make leashes for people, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
So I was in Polson today at the hospital, and I go, and there's like 10 different coolers all throughout this place. And I get to the one that's in the billing area, and the lady's like, oh my God, thank God you're here finally. Our water tastes all moldy and it's gross and we haven't been using it. And I look at her, I'm like, you know, this is a rental, right, from us? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, and when's the last time you guys cleaned it out? Because it's up to the customers to clean their own coolers. Even if they rent it from us, we don't clean that shit. They have to keep on it. And she looks at me and she's like, well, I've been working here since 96, and I've never seen it cleaned. I'm like, are
what?
You? That's of over 10 fucking years of
wow.
Never being clean. And I mean, granted, all the water that goes in there is nice reverse osmosis. I mean, it's the purest water you can get, but still, all the shit in the air, and these ladies were large, so all the grease coming off their hands, all that shit gets in there, and it makes it fucking nasty.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh my god, she said that, I threw up in my mouth a little bit. I was like,
wow, I can't believe they're drinking that.
I know.
That's fucked.
And she's like, oh, it's so gross, I had to bring my own little crock pot looking thing from home, and now we're using that, and it's much easier to clean.
So does the whole hospital get that water?
Yeah, get our water, but they each place has their own cooler,
right.
And it's just the fat ass bitches in the billing office that don't clean it because they're fucking lazy.
But
and fat.
Does that water go to the whole hospital?
No,
okay.
It's a cooler with the water jug on it.
Oh,
so
okay.
Each section has their own cooler with their own water. It wasn't the water. Our water was fine. It was the fact that the water was going into this cooler that hadn't been cleaned in 10 years.
Right.
And, you know, that shit builds up. And it's not hard to fucking clean it. You take a little bit of bleach, throw it in some water, and run it through. And then you fucking flush it out with clean water till it doesn't smell like bleach anymore. Duh.
Yeah.
Fucking retards. They're just lazy and wanted a new cooler, I'm sure.
I can't believe people can be that lazy.
I know. I was like, no fucking shit. It's nasty. Look, I mean, anything, even computers, you don't blow them out, you know, every month at least, depending on how dusty it is. It gets fucking nasty. That shit builds up. And it's fucking, it's ridiculous.
So, did the problem get solved, or?
No, I was like, well, she's like, oh, but it's lunchtime. I was like, did you call the office and let them know? And she's like, no, not yet. I wanted to wait for you to get here because I fix everything.
Right.
I just fucking deliver the shit. I don't deal with any of that shit. So I'm like, well, you need to call the office. And she's like, okay, well, I'm not going to do it now because it's lunchtime and I'm fat. Fucking douchey fucking cunts. I swear to God. And the other thing I wanted to say was that it is very, very, very embarrassing to be part of a race of morons that are so easily fooled and distracted.
Oh,
and
I know.
What I'm talking about is all these fucking news stories that are surfacing about now the new governor in New York used to fuck around with his campaign money and buy whores or parties and shit like that. And it's like, you people fucking just eat this shit up. The stuff with Britney that's always coming out, like, what did she do now? Just like that South Park episode. They're gonna fucking kill her. And granted, I hope they do, because they'll just go on to somebody else. But still, I mean, you guys focus all of... You say how stupid she is, but who's the stupid one when you're there focusing on
right.
it?
Right. I hate those fucking people that obsess over celebrities and famous
people.
It's like, who the fuck cares? It's just another person.
It's because they have nothing going on in their lives, so they live through the celebrities' lives, and then that gives them something to talk about.
Yeah, they just obsess about them.
And
what
are
they wearing? What are they like?
I don't believe to myself that they know how stupid it sounds when that's what they have to talk about. It's like, you try and hold anything relatively resembling an intellectual conversation with these fucking morons, and you get like the blank stare. Like,
well, because all they know are these celebrities.
Yeah,
that's
and
all
then
they
you,
know about.
And then you mention like fucking rehab, celebrity rehab, or Fit Club, or any of that stupid shit, and all of a sudden they're fucking the light comes on. They're like, oh, I know about that. Let's be friends. It's so fucking stupid. And I just wanted to say that I am embarrassed to be a part of you guys. We do have lots of people writing in from MySpace, from the Keith and the Girl forums, comments on thejamhole.com, and emailing us, info@thejamhole.com. All I asked for was one person, so thank you so much for everyone else that wrote in saying that they are listening.
Few.
Yeah, we did, and I was surprised because, you know, we've been saying, you know, if you guys have anything to say, email us, send us a message, leave a comment, any of that shit. And nobody ever said anything.
Right.
Like, they were waiting for the first person to do it. And then
once
that threshold got crossed, everyone was like, oh, okay, well, now you guys need to know what I have to say. So I just wanted to thank you all for participating with us and humoring us through this hour show we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And if any of you have something like cool or important or just interesting to say, we'll definitely read it on the show and
talk
about it.
Send it. Email info@thejamhole.com. Send us a stupid MySpace message. You can click on the header of every show, like I said, Monday, the part that says the Jamhole Ep and then the number. Click on that, and it'll bring you to the actual page, and there's a comment box in the bottom there. So feel free to just, you know, leave us a comment or anything like that. Just let us know that you're there listening. we do appreciate it. It makes the show that much more fun knowing that we're doing it for people and not just us.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy listening to it. I like to go back and see what we could have done better, all that good shit. Because, you know, we are still kind of new at this. Episode 15.
I mean, that's...
And we are fucking getting there. We are definitely getting there. The next thing I had, I was, oh God, this was ridiculous. I was climbing up these stairs going to a delivery, and I had two jugs in each hand, which is about 100 pounds. So I'm fucking running up the stairs, skipping one, you know, doing two stairs at a time. And I get to the top, and there's this huge fucking big fat, nasty lady with her kid at, like, she's got two more stairs to go, and she's just standing there, like, doubled over, just, honey, be a good boy.
All out of breath already.
And go get me a cigarette. Yeah, I just, oh, man, I got to the top of the stairs, and I was carrying my jugs, and I fucking looked at her. I'm like, man, this really is hard with an extra 100 pounds. At least mine get to stay up here, though, when I'm done.
Wow.
And then I just walked away.
That is awesome.
But, oh, God, I just seeing her, I just instantly, the rage bubbled up from inside, and I was like, witty comment.
I bet she wanted to kill herself
witty,
after
oh, I
that.
Bet. That shit, it seriously was like a heart attack waiting to happen. I mean, that shit, she was wheezing so bad, she made my heart want to have a heart attack.
I don't feel bad when I say mean shit to people like that, because I hope it motivates them to do something about it. Either that or kill themselves. Either way.
Either way. We're not picky.
Yeah, either way. Either just quit being fat and disgusting or just die.
I understand that, okay, maybe some of these people, they are older, so they're probably past the point of no return. There's no way they're going to slim down. But at least make a fucking effort. Don't sit there and expect everything to be handed to you. And I mean, it's like the drive-through cigarette store we have now.
Right?
So many people, like, I always go in because I like to look around, and just driving through for cigarettes sounds so fucking lazy. I can't do it. And, like, all the people when I'm in there that you see driving through on the other side are all just fat and nasty people. It's like,
if we didn't have drive-thrus for everything.
Everything.
Literally everything.
Literally everything.
Even stuff like not
you could get
automatic...
married in a drive-thru in Vegas.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
If
we didn't have drive-thrus and didn't have, like, automatic doors and escalators and shit like that, people wouldn't be as fat.
Oh, what the fuck would people do?
Walk, I guess.
I know, right?
Kill them or something.
It's ridiculous. And, I mean, granted, up here, everyone kind of needs a car because this town is so spread out. Like,
right.
And there's not very good public transportation.
Well, there's really not any.
There's the Eagle Transit, and that's for the elderly. So
we,
who the fuck wants to ride that bus?
Well, we do have taxis, but...
Yeah, you gotta pay. They're not just driving around like in New York waiting for someone to hail them. You actually have to call and say, this is where I'm at, come get me, and then,
they'll come take you.
But yeah, I could see if it was, you know, if more people that lived in town wouldn't rely on their cars so much and would just walk. And granted, it's, you know, freezing fucking cold winter snowing, you know, 6 months out of the year. But hey, we're out there falfing in the snow. It ain't that bad.
Yeah, go fall, fucking fat people.
If you don't want snow, don't live in a place that it snows all the time. Move to fucking California or Florida where we don't have to deal with you.
There's still no excuse for the summertime because it's so nice here in the summer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the other point I wanted to get to about that huge fat lady that was climbing the stairs with her son, the place they were going into, the sign on the door said, licensed clinical social worker / substance abuse professional.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I was like, holy shit, we didn't travel too far from the trailer, did we, whoar?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then I got to thinking, substance abuse professional, and I was like, man, I was kind of a substance abuse professional in my day. I wonder how much that bitch makes.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to get a degree for that shit.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Just experience, yeah.
Just abuse the substance,
right?
And then do it professionally, that's all. Take some pride in your work, adult.
That, yeah, that's not that bad of a profession, I guess.
Yeah.
As long as you're a pro at it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and the last thing on my list I wanted to get to was, it's been a long time coming, but I finally did today since I had, you know, a 120-mile drive round trip to where I was going. I finally had a chance to listen to everyone's podcast that we link to now, and most of these are from the Keith and the Girl forums. They're fans that started their own or people that are just into Keith and the Girl and happen to have their own podcasts. So, we're going to go through them now because I seriously, as much as I would like to do it and as much as I'm sure you guys are great people and we're all going to hang out on the cruise, by the way, the cruise, you have about a month left if you want to get signed up. So, keithandthegirl.com/events has all the info. I believe there's still a few rooms left, but you only have till the end of the month. So if you want to go on a cruise, it's going to be a blast. Me and Odie are going, and yeah, it's going to be unfucking believable.
Yeah, I bet.
So, yeah, we listen to, or I listen to all the podcasts. This is why I think you can say, you know, if you like them, that's cool. I ain't going to hold it against you for too long.
I actually haven't really listened to any of them.
Okay. Well, we'll
except
go off
Brian of, is in you. That's the only
right.
one I really listened to.
We'll go off of my opinion here. The Scream is okay if they would actually do shows.
Yeah.
Because they have, what, I think like 5 or 6 shows, and the last one was a Christmas episode. So, come on, guys. Get your shit together.
What was that?
Make
one
some
that
shows or don't make shows. Don't fucking make a few and then just fade away because you lost interest. Then, I mean, what's the whole fucking point?
Right.
If you're going to do that, just make shows and don't put them out there. Let's see. Uncast is, I believe, and I'm probably going to get flamed for this. I don't give a fuck because it's the internet. Seriously. But I believe the Uncast is trying too hard to be like Keith and the girl. They have the guy/girl thing down, but without the humor. I don't find what you're saying funny at all. There's no real steady topics that I could find. They just kind of ramble. And I see we do that at the beginning of the show, but then, you know, we have kind of a structure. And they've been doing it for like 60-something shows, and we're on 15. So, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the Uncast. Let's see. Team Drunk Ottawa.
Oh, we listened to
Team
one of
Drunk
them.
Ottawa. What
we
can I
to
say about TDO? TDO, you guys are tolerable, but only because you talk funny and say a boot a lot. That's it. I tried listening. Honestly, I gave it my best. I just couldn't do it. The only thing that kept me going to actually finish a full episode was the fact that you guys are Canadian and you talk funny and you're like, oh, it's a boot, the time to go in the house, eh? And that kind of shit. And I find that amusing. So
well, that's why the Scream is funny, too, is because of
right,
their
mostly because of their accents. Yeah. It's funny. And I'm sure we sound funny to them, like, oh, Americans talk so weird and shit like that. But whatever. You guys are, I don't know. Maybe if I was shitty fucking wasted when I listened to their show, I might have enjoyed it better. But since I wasn't, I didn't, except for saying a boot. Let's see. That. Okay, Brian is in you. You guys are decent, only because Brian's life is so very sad. And I called in and left a message on his show, but that 2 minutes with Nick, dude, you got to get rid of that. That guy is douchebag number one. I mean, seriously, dude. Why? Why would you even put your name on something that awful? I mean, is it funny because he's so horrible and just a mess? Is that maybe that's what it is. I just can't stand listening to the guy because he's a fucking idiot. I mean, worse than anything else. I would.
At least it's only 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Given the choice between TDO, Uncast, or listening to the section of Brian is in you that has Nick, I would go with Uncast and TDO.
Really?
If theirs were 2 minutes long also.
If their whole podcast was 2 minutes.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay, so yeah, we like Brian is in you. Good stuff. The rest of them, Sick and Wrong, you guys are fucking awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. Keith and the Girl, Distorted View, and The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. All good shit. Right up there with The Jam Hole.
I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah, anything else you want to get into before we do some news?
Let's just do some news.
Fucking A, let's do some news.
Rochambeau?
Let's do it, right? 1, 2, 3.
Oh,
you got me with the scissors.
You scissored
my paper.
Oh.
Fucking dude. What do you got?
I got baby for sale on Craigslist.
You are selling a baby on Craigslist?
Yep, I am.
And we all know you're not having sex, so where'd you get the baby, bud?
Oh. The ad shows a baby covered in food or mud being held by an adult. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a picture of it and a video and everything.
Oh, wow.
Text with the ad reads, "We are out of Tweak and we will sell this baby for $1,000. Tweak is another word for methamphetamine, Local 6 reported.
Oh, wow. Honey, we're all out of things to pawn. What else do we got left?
Here's a baby.
A baby? Fucking done. Craigslist.com. You can so sell, I swear to God, you could sell anything on Craigslist.
Yeah.
That place is very popular now with people getting pissed at other people, putting their address and shit up there and saying, we're having a total blowout sale, everything is free, come take it. And people will go to these houses and just fucking take everything.
Wow.
I mean, everything, dude.
I've never heard of that.
Really? I think Keith and Hemda did a story about it today or yesterday's show. I think I'm a day behind always.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they were talking about how, like, if you got there and, like, you're the first person and the door's locked, would you just bust in or would you wait for someone else to get there and then be like, well, I'll do it if you do it. And then pretty soon enough people get there to where there's just a huge mob mentality and they just wreck, destroy, and fucking pillage.
Yeah, if I was to do something like that, I'd kind of go to the house and, like, wonder where the person who's giving away the stuff is.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, so you're giving this away, right?
Right.
And I'd kind of make sure that this is for real.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking crazy.
Lieutenant Dave Okada said detectives are trying to track down whoever posted the message. Quote, whether it's a joke or truly serious, it is not funny, Okada said.
I beg to differ.
It's pretty funny.
Fucking A. So, could you imagine being the cop getting, or even the dispatch getting that call, like, hello, 911, I just got home and my house is gone? Seriously. Like, ma'am, if this is an emergency, please hang up. No, really, it's gone, everything.
Nicholas Dunbar and his friend said they spotted the advertisement on Craigslist under the Salem area rants and raves section and immediately called police. Officers said if the ad is real, the baby is in danger.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, really?
Well, I don't know. I would expect to see, like, a couple with maybe a little bit of class. I mean, that's a lot of money for a baby.
Yeah.
You can go to an adoption place and get one for free.
Right.
I mean, fuck, well, dude. You could go in some of these back alleys here and just find one.
Right.
Or at the park or wherever.
Just laying around, you know.
Yeah. So was that it? Short and sweet?
Yeah, that
was it. Baby for sale on Craigslist. So if anyone's looking for a baby, I hear there's one for sale on Craigslist.
That is if you want to donate $1,000 for someone to buy meth.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. That's probably a good thing that they're selling that baby then.
So selling babies on Craigslist for meth, yes or no?
I'm yes all the
yes.
way.
Yes, yes all the way. All right, next story. Police say teen killed dad for banning MySpace. Bum, bum, bum.
That is priceless.
Fucking priceless
that is
headline.
The best headline ever.
This is going in the hall of shame for stupid things humans do that make me ashamed to be human.
Right. Yeah, that's the worst reason to kill someone.
Over MySpace? That's as bad as that kid that killed his dad because he turned his Xbox off or something and he couldn't save his game.
Oh, right.
So he, like, freaked out. And I think he killed him or he did something bad. Fucking kids. What? That just goes to my first point about the high school girls being completely stupid. Kids are idiots. Oh, my God.
You can only blame yourself. Well, the people that are supposed to be teaching them.
Blame the parents and the teachers.
Right.
Mostly the parents, because you can't leave it up to a teacher to teach everything to your kid. Teachers are fucking scumbags.
Teachers are just supposed to teach, you know, school stuff.
Right.
Parents are supposed to teach you life.
And the main thing you even go to school for is to learn how to socially interact with other kids.
Right.
That's why homeschool kids turn out to be such fucking weirdos.
And then they
end up going to the Fresh Life Church and being even bigger fucking weirdos.
Oh.
Mesa, Arizona. A teenager who confessed to killing his father last month told police he hated his dad for taking away his internet access, according to a police report released Wednesday.
Could you imagine hearing
that? God, dude. I am just in awe of this.
I can't even think of anything to say. I'm just so shocked.
I'm just flabbergasted. Houston Schlicker?
I think it's Schlicker.
I would have killed dad over naming me Houston Schlicker. Fuck. 15 called 911 on February 6th and told the dispatcher he had just shot his father in the head with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Wow.
Boom.
I bet it was his dad's gun, right?
I bet it was, too. And
it's
I bet his dad kept it loaded right under the old bed frame.
Yep.
He knew right where it was at. Quote, I hate my dad. Couldn't take it anymore, he said, according to the report. Schlicker told police his father had taken away his internet access after seeing suicide threats the teen had posted on social networking website MySpace.
Right.
So, okay, so you're this 15-year-old kid, and you're posting suicidal thoughts. You're maybe... He doesn't really look emo. He looks like his dad abused him a lot.
He just looks like a fucking
retard. I think daddy was playing darts with Junior's butthole here, and right. That's what did it. But he was ashamed to say, well, my dad fucked my ass, so I killed him. So he's like, restricted internet access, no MySpace. Boom. Good enough for me.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a completely normal family. Everything's fine except the MySpace thing. And he's just a fucking idiot. That was all it took.
You know what happened? Dad was like, hey, it's a beautiful day. Why don't you get off the computer and go get some sunlight? Kid was like, no, I want to stay and play on MySpace with my real friends. Dad was like, well, unplug. Kid was fucking freaking the fuck out because he was in the middle of typing another stupid emo message. Right. Dad goes to sleep. Son goes into the bathroom or the bedroom, grabs the gun, and boom.
Yeah,
that's all she wrote.
I bet you anything that was a normal family. That kid's just fucking
idiot. Find me one 15-year-old that isn't suicidal or anyone in this world that wasn't at one time thinking about it. The difference is the kids that have balls and actually kill themselves are gone, and then the kids that just want to cry for help end up, you know.
And we have to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, if you're going to cry and like be like that, just kill yourself, please. Yeah. Quit complaining.
Bring me the gun. I'll fucking do it for you.
If you're going to do it outside.
Yeah. Oh, God. Schlicker had posted the threats in January. Friends in Florida. Oh, he has friends in our most fucked up state. That's what
right?
did it. They
MySpace
were,
friends.
They were probably distorted view listeners, and they're like, you know how to get your internet access back, don't you? No. Kill your father. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I thought it was
going to
be something hard. He had posted blah, blah, blah. Police said they told Schlicker's mother about the threat. She allegedly told them she wasn't worried and promised to lock up any guns in the house.
Right.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Well, that's a pretty easy promise to keep. She's just a lazy bitch.
Right. She's like, they're not worried. He does this all the time. That's fine.
Yeah, it's normal.
Yeah, I bet she worried when he came in the bedroom with the fucking shotgun cocked and ready.
Yeah. You want to die too, Mom?
Yeah, that's right. Then keep your fucking mouth shut.
Give me MySpace back.
Schlicker said... Give me MySpace. Fucking MySpace. Schlicker said he often spent entire days on MySpace. Boom!
Yep.
I called it.
I knew it. I knew it, too. That's why he got so upset, because that is his entire life.
Yep.
That's all he does. That's
Man, that is too bad. He should have just went with his first instinct and killed himself instead of his dad. It sounds like his dad kind of was on the right path with, hey, get off of MySpace for a while and go play outside.
Yeah,
you need sunlight.
Yeah, pasty. Look how fucking pale that kid is.
Oh, God.
I'm surprised.
He looks pissed. He's still pissed because he still doesn't have his MySpace
back. Now he's going to fucking be in jail forever.
He's like, I don't want my one phone call. Just let me get on MySpace. I have to check my messages and friend requests, damn it.
I'm surprised we haven't heard any stories like this about World of Warcraft.
Oh, you don't, because no one's found the bodies, because those people removed themselves so much.
Right.
World of Warcraft's a fucking cult, dude.
It's like, what, 9 million players now?
Oh, God, it's ridiculous. I would not bat an eye if we took the list of people that played WoW and just ended all of them. Just one fucking douche, you're done. No more hit points, sorry, game over. quote, it felt like I was stabbed with a knife and it went straight through, and no matter how hard I pulled, I couldn't pull out the knife, Schlicker said, according to an interview transcript in the police report.
What?
I have no idea.
So,
Maybe he was raped.
That hurt that bad that he couldn't get on MySpace?
Hey, have you ever been anally penetrated?
No.
Oh, me neither. But I would imagine it hurts.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Schlicker said that on the day of the shooting, he called in sick from school by faking his father's voice.
Wow.
Yeah. At one point during the day, Schlicker said he went to the garage to get a drink and found his father's shotgun and ammunition lying on the counter.
Just lying on the counter in the garage.
You
just
know,
laying there.
His mom was probably like, oh, don't worry, officer, we'll lock up the guns, except for this one. She, like, left it out for him right next to his high C boxes.
Right. She probably planned it.
She's like, all right. She was probably sick of hearing him bitch and complaining. Oh, I want to kill myself. Oh, life sucks. Oh,
yeah, she was probably hoping that he'd shoot himself.
Yeah, right? That kind of backfired. Schlicker said he took the gun to his room intending to kill himself in front of his father when his father arrived home. He later changed his mind and decided to kill his father first, then kill himself, according to the police report.
What happened to that plan?
Schlicker...
that would have been a much better idea.
Yeah, exactly. Just wipe out that whole gene pool.
Yeah, just take out everyone. Kill your mom,
we don't
too.
Need
Might
you.
As well.
Exactly. The whole gene pool.
Yeah, fucking all.
I want grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. I want them all dead.
In that family line.
That's it. You were of no use to us. Fuck. Schlicker told police he had decided that if his father came home after 4 p.m., he wouldn't carry out his plan. When his father came home early at 2 p.m., Schlicker was waiting on the stairs with the shotgun.
What?
So
that
was his exit, his out. Yeah. You know, like when you're waiting there and you're like, all right, if this happens one more time, then I'll say something. He's
right.
Like, all right, if he gets home after 4, I'll do it. Before 4, I'll do it. And if he gets home after 4, then today's your lucky day, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah, then we'll try again tomorrow.
What a punk ass bitch.
Seriously. Look at God.
I know
just,
that picture
looking
of
him
just
fucking
pisses
me
off,
yeah.
Dude. Fucking bitch.
I wish he would have blown his brains out.
I know, then we wouldn't have look at him. Schlicker said he waited till his father was in the kitchen, then walked up behind him and shot him in the back of the head. Real fucking manly
dude. Yeah,
douche.
Just didn't even warn him, just backstabbed him.
I would have wanted to, if that was me, I would have wanted him looking at me just to see the expression
right?
on
and
his face right before I wiped it the fuck off.
Yeah.
Boom. After the shooting, Schlicker said he called a female friend. Yeah, right. I'm sure he has a female friend.
Well, MySpace.
Oh, yeah,
he
right.
He probably doesn't
that
have real
counts.
Pictures of him on there.
Right. He called a female friend and told her he had killed his father and was about to kill himself. Schlicker said she talked him out of it and convinced him to call the police instead.
I wish he wouldn't have done that.
I know. We need to call her
yeah,
and be
call
like,
that,
what?
You stupid bitch.
What
why'd you talk
did
him out
you do?
Of it?
You dumb cunt. She's another one of these stupid high school twats. Fucking read a fucking book.
She's probably a 14-year-old MySpace slut.
Yep, who are in training. Schlicker expressed remorse during a police interview, telling detectives, quote, I wish I didn't do this,
yeah,
and I miss Dad.
You shouldn't have done it then,
you fucking
idiot.
Bitch. During the interview, Schlicker portrayed his father as a loving man who only wanted the best for him and used to take him on hunting trips. Quote, me and my dad would go squirrel hunting, Schlicker said, according to the interview transcript. Apparently, he trusts me with a rifle. Nice kid.
Yeah.
Dumb fuck. Schlicker was charged with first-degree murder and will be tried as an adult, like he should.
Right. See, he had awesome parents, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, as good as they can get,
he
pretty
was,
much.
He
know?
Got in with the wrong MySpace crowd. He started
right?
hanging out with the fucking emo kids, the fucking, everything sucks, I'm gonna kill myself because everything sucks. His parents probably handed him everything he ever could have fucking needed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you ungrateful little fucking bitch. And that's
how you show your dad
so,
you care about him.
Killing people because they take away your MySpace, yes or no?
No.
No? I'm going to say yes just for the fact of killing people and to not agree with you.
I would say yes if he would have killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he would have done that, if he would have killed his dad or just killed himself or done both, I mean, awesome.
Yeah,
I would have been all for
I'm
it.
Thinking either he should have killed everybody to wipe out the gene line or... just have kept writing sad little frowny face messages on MySpace. Meh.
Well, at least he'll be in jail, so.
Yeah, right. He's going to get tore
no MySpace
up.
For you.
Yeah, right. What do you got for us?
I got Dad gets 25 years for microwaving baby.
Oh, sorry.
Is this for real?
That headline is gold.
This
grams.
Is a
That's
joke.
Going right next to the police teen killed dad for banning MySpace
this,
headline.
This almost sounds like it's got to be a joke, but
no,
this
I,
was in the New
I
York Times.
I think I remember hearing about this a while ago. They just now sentenced him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Galveston, Texas. A jury sentenced a young father Wednesday to 25 years in prison for severely burning his infant daughter after putting her in a microwave and turning it on for up to 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
That is, I believe, the preset setting when you're trying to dry off your baby.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly. 20 seconds. I'd get
yeah.
in a microwave if I could fit.
Fucking A, man. Be
fuck
a lot
towels.
Quicker.
Yeah,
I know.
Fuck towels.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Joshua Meldon was teary-eyed after hearing the sentence. His mother sobbed loudly in the courtroom.
She's like, yeah. Oh, I wish it would have been you.
It doesn't sound like the baby died, though. It just got burned.
microwaving baby?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, maybe.
It said burning his infant daughter.
Right.
Severely.
But doesn't a microwave, that shit, like, accelerates the molecules so they start going really fast, and that's what heats up. But doesn't it do it from the inside out?
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, that would have just boiled any liquid, any water in your body. And your body is a lot water.
Well, it's
so,
like, what, 70% water?
Something like that. That shit would cook the fuck out of you, I bet.
Yeah,
but only for 20 seconds, eh.
Well, how long does it take? I mean,
and what was the baby doing? Maybe the baby deserved it.
Yeah,
you never know with these little bitches these days.
Well, I guess we'll continue on and find out.
Cunts, from the time they come out of the cunt to the time they get kicked in the cunt to the time they go into the ground.
No.
Cunts. All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
The jury had convicted Malden on Tuesday of a felony injury to a child, rejecting his claims that he was insane when he put his daughter, Anna, in the microwave last year.
They're probably like, you know, as much as I believe that you were crazy to do that, you're not getting off that easy.
Yeah.
But we want prison time, not wander around the mental ward high on fucking dope all day.
Right, yeah, that's the easy way out. If you can
plead
insanity, fuck, I would totally do that over going to jail.
Yeah. Well, all I would do to secure my insanity plea is have Don and Drew episodes on my iPod, and they'd be like, man, he had to have been crazy. He was listening to Don and Drew.
Yeah, fucking that's all you need.
That was the other thing I forgot to say when we were talking about other people's podcasts. Uncast reminds me a lot of Don and Drew. Just awful, awful, awful.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
Is Don
Uncast,
and Drew still
Uncast,
going?
Hold on. Earmuffs, everyone else. Uncast, I'm talking to you, bud. Okay? Okay. Uncast, step up your game, bud. Come on. You've been doing this a lot longer than we have. Come on. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Earmuffs off.
Is that it?
Yeah. All I'm right. good. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
You feel better?
A little, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Prosecutors have wanted him sentenced to the maximum of life in prison, which he should get.
Right.
Still, Galveston County Prosecutor Zochtil Van Diver. Whoa.
Wow.
That's a cool name.
Cock Chittle.
Cock Chittle.
Is, I believe, the correct pronunciation.
I don't know. That's
Cock
weird.
Cock Chittle. Who's, wow.
What kind of name starts with an X anyway?
Cock Chittle.
I guess. Said she was satisfied with the sentence. Quote, it's extremely important for people to know that just because this case was sensational, it doesn't mean that child abuse goes away, she said.
Just because he's going to get off on this charge, we want to make it clear, okay? We want to make it clear. I know you people are all fucking retards. You can't microwave your baby. I know the baby fits very nicely in the microwave.
Looks like it belongs in there.
Totally does. And sometimes when they're screaming, you just want to throw them in there and shut the door because then you can't hear them anymore. You're not supposed to do it. I wouldn't be surprised if they put a label on all microwaves now saying, not for your baby.
Yeah, don't put child in microwave. Sam Kemick III, Meldon's attorney, had asked jurors to consider his client's long history of mental illness and sentence him to probation so he could be treated at a hospital.
Yep. Damn.
He got it, too.
See, we don't, that's the cool thing about our show here, The Jam Hole. We don't read these articles first. We read the headline and the first couple sentences just to see if it's going to be good enough for the show. Everything else, you're hearing our reaction. This is like our first reaction, so... Yeah, I called that shit.
Yeah, I kind of saw it coming, too.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to. Why else would you claim insanity except to be able to just go in a psychiatric hospital forever?
Quote, he still doesn't get the treatment for mental illness that he needs, Kamek said. He's not going to
get that
in prison.
Like a bullet to the fucking head? That's the best treatment for mental illness
I can think
of.
Either that or getting fucked in the ass in prison. I mean, that seems like a good treatment for this guy.
Yeah, he might enjoy it, though. You never know.
Jurors deliberated for 6.5 hours over 2 days before sentencing Malden. They also fined him $10,000.
Oh, wow. That's another reason I love not reading these first, because when you stumble over big words, I get to make fun of how illiterate you are.
Oh, and you don't do it?
Yeah, I do it.
That was an easy word.
But you know the difference between the two?
Huh.
I am not illiterate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Prosecutors said Malden hurt his daughter because he was angry that he was in a loveless marriage.
What?
Isn't
that the definition of marriage?
Is love?
Less.
<I don't know.
laughs> Sans
These
love?
Days, I mean, it's not supposed to be, but that's okay, how it turns
out. I gotta say this. Marriage is stupid. The only people that get married are people that they're so insecure in their relationship, they need that ring, they need that commitment, they need that piece of paper signed saying, ha, I got you now, you can't leave me, and if you do, it's gonna be a big old pain in the ass. Normal fucking people, I mean, minus the whole tradition aspect, because we've been brainwashed to fucking get married and that's the proper thing to do, get married and have kids and live the rest of your life miserable. It's fucking bullshit. If you know in your heart that the person you're with is the person you love and want to be with, and you know that they feel the same way, you don't need anything to consummate that. All you need is each other. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And all these people getting married, they're like, oh, this, it's gonna be so great, it's gonna be so wonderful. Talk to them in like 5 years, I guarantee it, they're fucking miserable.
Right.
And the only, nothing changes. If you guys are living together, everything's fine, don't get married, because you're just gonna fucking ruin it. If things are fine, if shit ain't broken, don't fucking mess with it. It's good.
I bet a lot of people get married too just so they can feel more secure about the relationship.
Well, that's what
can't
it is.
Just leave.
They're so insecure. They're like, God, I can't believe this person likes me. I'm such
right?
a huge fucking douchebag, but yet this person puts up with my shit. I better fucking get a ring and a leash on her quick before she realizes how stupid she's being by being with me. It is so stupid. I fucking see it here all the time. All these fucking people around here planning their weddings and getting married. It's like, you guys are the most insecure, saddest group of people I've ever seen. If you are in love and you know it, why do you need to get married? Unless, you know, she's rich or he's rich and you want to make sure that if they leave you, you're going to get half of what they came with because
yeah.
you didn't come with nothing.
Well, usually the woman wins when a divorce happens.
It depends.
Happens.
That's why guys get prenups.
That's
but
true.
I don't know. I just wanted to get that off my chest. I've always thought that whole marriage thing is just so stupid. You don't need God or the state interfering in your personal love life. If you love someone, that should be good enough. Unless you're an insecure douche, then by all means, go get married.
Right. And then just you're going to get divorced inevitably anyway.
Exactly. And then you're ruined, so the next guy that comes along to try and date you, you're like, oh, I have so much emotional baggage. Oh, I'm such a mess. And go fuck yourself.
They also said Mulden had a history of violence, of lying about being mentally ill to get out of trouble.
He has a history of lying about being mentally ill, which is his plea here.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's probably not even mentally ill. He's
at
just
all.
Lying. And they're totally letting him get off
like,
with that shit,
but
too.
But look, I put a baby in a microwave.
I must be insane.
That must be crazy.
Yeah.
You're but, just an idiot.
Yeah, you're just fucking stupid. You don't
wow.
have to be crazy to do that.
Another fucking plot in our cemetery of life.
Yep.
This douche.
Mulden claimed he started hallucinating when he was left alone in Galveston hotel room with his daughter, feeling like mud was running up his body and consuming him.
Oh, reason number five, don't eat, why you shouldn't eat LSD while you're babysitting.
Right.
Retard.
Yeah, when you have a baby around, don't do drugs.
Right. Well, you can smoke some pot, but drinking, anything else is probably not a good
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, it's probably a bad
the
idea.
The weed ain't gonna fucking hurt him, but anything else, meth, you know, coke, whatever.
Right.
You probably don't want to leave
yeah,
hypodermic needles laying around while the baby's trying to crawl through the fucking carpet.
Any other drug other than weed kind of makes it hard to take care of another person when
right,
you're on it.
Right.
You're kind of incapacitated at that
he
point.
He was probably like, man, I was tripping so hard the baby started dripping, so I thought I'd throw her in the microwave.
Oh, well, that's you probably got it right there.
Right
too.
There. Boom.
Just before putting her in the room's microwave, he punched the then 2-month-old child and placed her in the room safe and refrigerator.
The room huh? safe?
Yeah.
He put her in a safe? Like in a hotel room safe?
That's what it says.
Fuck, man. Okay, just because your baby's small and fits in all these places, again, retard. And I'm saying it again because you guys are retards and you need this shit ingrained into your fucking little pea-sized brains. Don't put the baby in there.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Just because it's just
wow.
like if you see a you know a little tiny wow. hole they can fit your tiny pecker in, it doesn't mean you stick your dick
right,
in
right. Exactly. Holy shit. I would really like to know how this idiot got a chick pregnant in the first place.
Right?
Fucking ridiculous.
See, this again, this is why people need to, like, fucking take a test before they can have
right.
kids.
Right, not just, oh, dick to the vagina, come repeat
right.
until
any idiot
she's
can
pregnant.
Fuck a girl and accidentally blow their load inside.
Right,
her.
Half of America is living proof of this fact.
Yeah, we see that every day
every
by reading
day.
These articles.
Multiple times a day, actually, I see this. Just yeah. all day, driving around, delivering water, I just watch these idiots, and oh my God, I am, I've said it before, but I am so ashamed to be called a human with you fucking retards.
Yeah.
You unsavory
and
motherfuckers.
And it seems like it just keeps getting worse and worse.
I know, and seriously, what the fuck are you people doing? I mean, what, seriously, do you even have a clue about what the fuck you're trying to do in life? At all. At all.
Probably not.
Oh, God. At least, oh my God, I don't know. Whatever.
It's just one of the things you can barely talk about.
You can't
about
save
it.
Everyone.
Yeah.
You know, we try and do our part here. Monday, Wednesday, Friday's on the jam hole. You know, you guys listen. You start learning things. We're teaching. We're having a good time. And then you'll have this point of view. You will go around, and when you're in town, you'll be like, God damn, Matt was fucking right. People are retards. And then you will start feeling ashamed, man. It is like dirt that you just can't wash off of you, no yep. matter how much you try. You can't get the human fucking shame off you.
Right, because you know you're just like them.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the same thing. It's
they're,
just
like
less
a couple,
retarded.
A couple genes in your brain might be a little different,
right.
and that's why you're not doing all this stupid shit we're reading about. But you're close, man. You guys are close.
Yeah, you're just as human as they are. Mulden at first told police his daughter had been severely sunburned, later changing his story and saying he had accidentally spilled hot water on her while making coffee.
Wow. He kind of took both sides of the spectrum there.
Yeah.
She was sunburned. No, actually, I spilled. Okay. Actually, I didn't really spill it. I got mad and I threw it at her.
See, what the fuck?
And then she was wet, and then he put her in the microwave.
Right.
That's it.
See, how the fuck did he get away with insanity? He lied and told three different stories about what happened.
Yeah.
Obviously are just fucked in the head and need to go to jail.
And the thing that gets me after all this is he's only getting 25 years in prison. And you know, because jails are crowded, I'm sure that they're in Texas just like they are in California.
Right.
Each day served is the equivalent of like 2 days, so that'll be reduced. And then they'll let him out even sooner on parole or anything else. Oh my God, no shit people keep doing dumb shit because you fucking slap him on the wrist. Like, oh, it's okay, he didn't know any better. If you don't, common sense people. Common sense, come on.
We should just start executing people.
That's it, I know.
Seriously, and that will stop all this shit.
Fuck
seriously.
The three strikes rule, fuck all that shit.
If you do something as fucked up as this, you just fucking just get executed.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like you get
right.
caught, right. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Is that about it for that story? Anything else noteworthy?
Anna suffered second and third degree burns to her left ear, cheek, hand, and shoulder and required 2 skin grafts. Part of her left ear had to be amputated.
Damn. He did a number on
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that. I mean, I guess she's fine, but still, that's pretty
if you
brutal.
Consider that fine. And I mean, could you imagine how this little kid is going to grow up to be like?
Yeah, she's going to be
I
pretty
mean,
fucked up.
She's locked in a safe. And a fucking, what, dryer, not a dryer, a safe and what else?
The refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
And microwave.
Fucking, and having the microwave turned on.
Yep.
She might not remember it, but she's going to grow up with something dark inside.
Oh,
and she's not going to have any idea why. And one day, the wrong guy is going to look at her weird and she is going to fucking snap.
Right. And you know, well, you know how when
and it's sad.
A woman's pregnant,
kinda.
She's supposed to stay like 5 or 10 feet away from a microwave.
Right.
Because it emits that shit.
Oh, well,
I
yeah.
bet that fucked with that baby's brain.
Being in it?
Right. I
yeah.
bet it fucked some shit up in her
yeah.
brain. So
seriously.
You're going to be a little out of it.
Fuck.
But that's it for
he
that
gets
story.
The Jam Hole Father of the Week Award.
Yeah.
all
that's
right.
all he's going to get other than 25 years.
So, microwaving babies, yes or no?
I have to go with no unless they deserve it.
Yep, me too. No unless they're being really a pain in the ass.
Yeah, unless they won't stop crying and you try beating them and that won't work.
Then. Right, and then they just cry more.
Right.
I'll give you something to cry about. Boom, 20 seconds on defrost, biatch.
Yeah.
All right, back to me. We got woman accused of sex with teen sought.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Berkeley, Ohio, police on Monday said they were searching for a woman accused of having oral sex with a 14-year-old girl.
Wow.
Ding.
Lesbo.
I know, and that's kind of why I wanted to do this story, because usually when you read about this kind of shit happening, it's a guy doing it. The creepy guy on that fucking To Catch a Predator show, any of right. those guys. You know, you rarely hear about a woman doing it, and especially a woman doing it to another girl. That's right. just a whole nother psychological profile.
Yeah, that's
because generally, if it's the ones I've come into contact with, it's like the teachers that are having sex with their students, but it's usually a girl teacher with a guy student, right. and the guy's like, he thinks he's top shit in the class because he just nailed his hottie fucking teacher.
Yeah, that's the only time you hear about it.
I kind of don't blame him, because I was delivering water to another school last week, and man, some of those teachers were smoking hot, yeah. and they were showing it too. They come to school dressed in little fucking skirts and shit. It's mm-hmm. like, what are you teaching? Sex ed, how to be a whore 101, or math? I mean, seriously.
And these teachers know what they're doing. Oh, and they know what these and kids are thinking.
They might
and
not
they love it.
They might not do it because of the kids, but they're doing it to catch the eye of the gym teacher or right. another teacher, you know. But
they're catching the eyes of these kids.
Oh,
and
fuck,
I bet
yeah.
they like it.
Fuck yeah, dude. Man, when I was in grade school and shit, fucking 20-some-odd years ago, all my teachers were old, haggard bitches.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the haggard bitches.
I don't think I ever had a good-looking teacher, honestly.
Yeah. I miss it. I swear. Oh, Becky Jo Tatum is charged with unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, according to the arrest warrant. Of course, she had to have three names.
Right.
All these fucking trailer trash scumbags have three names. She is kind of pretty, though. Kind
of. I don't know. I could see her totally doing meth.
Yeah. I could probably see her doing meth. The warrant reveals that the teenager was visiting Tatum's home earlier this month when the alleged sexual conduct occurred. And that, I don't know, I think there's something weird about students going to their teachers' houses. Yeah. Unless you're in college and your professor's hot and you want a better grade. So yeah, go fuck him. I mean,
right.
God knows you're not learning anything. You
yeah.
might as well pass somehow.
Might as well.
But in grade school, there's no reason at all the students need to be going to the teachers' homes.
Well,
no reason for it at all.
This lady isn't a teacher, is she?
No, I don't know. I just got in the thing of saying she was a teacher. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm sorry. No, she is not. I don't think so.
Unless it says later.
Yeah. According to police, the case began as an investigation into possible drug activity. Quote, "This all started out as a drug investigation, and as a result of the drug investigation, we seized Becky's computers," said said some cop. Looking, quote, sorry,
good
guys.
One, dude.
Thanks. Quote, "Looking at the computers, we found images that were a little disturbing." Kushleg did not elaborate on the images, but said they were of children, quote, role playing.
Fucking. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're talking about World of Warcraft
yeah.
or Dungeons and Dragons.
I don't think so.
No. 10 TV, blah, blah, blah. There's, quote, "There's actually no sexual act in the images on the computer," Kushleg said. "What we've done is we have investigated the images we found on the computer, and we found a victim that actually had a sexual contact with Becky Jo Tatum." So that's kind of weird. They were there because they heard she was on drugs.
They're selling.
Seized her computer, found images that he says were a little disturbing, but I don't understand.
There's nothing illegal about
them. What's, is it disturbing because she had pictures of these kids or what?
I don't know what makes it disturbing, obviously, because they don't get into it.
Tatum, 41, is described as white, 6 feet tall, and weighs 145 pounds. She has brown hair and brown eyes. Wow, and that just described like half of the women in America.
Right.
Nice, guys. Real nice. And then there's a picture of her right here.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, she's described as, well, just look at the fucking picture. Records obtained by 10TV News on Monday show that Tatum was previously charged with prostitution, theft, and drug trafficking.
So what do you think the connection is between her and that girl? You think that girl was buying drugs from her?
Either that or the girl was trying to find a good prostitute for her father, maybe. Or it says theft. Maybe she broke into a house, saw a picture of the girl, took the picture, and was like, "I'm coming back for you." I don't know. Police said that the investigation was ongoing and revealed the possibility of additional victims. Quote, "We have to get her off the streets and behind bars and start to resolve these matters," Kushelig said. "The quicker we can get this behind us, the better chance these victims or potential victims can get on with their lives. Anyone with information is asked to go fuck themselves." Blah, blah, blah.
That's it?
That was kind of a dumb story. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a
good.
Little better than that. I mean,
yeah.
Fuck. Woman accused of sex with teens saw it. I mean, how...
That sounded good.
That's from Ohio, where Tim lives.
Really?
Creepy guy. I bet it was him.
Probably, huh?
What do you got?
I got teen pimp lures girls into illegal sex.
Oh, that's headline of the evening there, man.
I don't
Holy
know. I don't
shit.
Think that beats the MySpace headline.
No, that's true. But this is on a whole different level.
That is true. Police arrested the girl at a local... Oh, I totally skipped a line.
Nice.
Dallas. She's just 13 years old, a middle schooler who is now facing charges involving a serious crime.
Ooh. This is serious.
Serious.
Seriously.
That's seriously serious.
Fucking A.
Police arrested the girl at a local nightclub where she was... allegedly bringing other young girls to dance and to serve as prostitutes.
She's 13? See,
13.
This is the fucking shit I'm talking about. People put a fucking leash on your little whore kids, or when they do go out and get raped because they're dancing around in nightclubs, don't fucking wonder why. They did it because they're little whores. You raise whores, all of you. Anybody that has a daughter, you're raising a whore. They're on MySpace being whores. What the fuck do you think they're doing? Talking to their friends, making nice? No, they're being whores.
Always.
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 God, I fucking hate that.
So
I wouldn't hate it so bad if every fucking time I went and delivered water to the junior high or to the fucking high school, they weren't all fucking, I'm a whore, spread my legs, cooch, whore. I hate it. And I can't ever say anything to
right.
them because I'm in my work shirt and they'll be like, oh, and they'll call up and I'll get a fucking phone call. Did you go to so-and-so's school and call all of the girls whores? And I'd be like, yeah. And they'd be like, why? And I'll be like, well, because they were being whores. Because
they were.
Oh, God.
And
fucking
all of them.
Raise your children. It's not that hard. If your idea of raising your kids is sitting them in front of Nick Jr. or MTV, you're an idiot and you should be shot along with your little whore kid.
And all of them dress as slutty as possible for school, too.
I mean, whores are fantastic, but not when they're 13. At least wait till they're 18 when they can be whores. This is... Oh, God, I hate it. I hate it. Whores.
So, the pimp is a 13-year-old.
Oh. Well, in that case, then that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't say if it's...
So, this 13-year-old pimp was getting these 13-year-old whores to a nightclub?
I guess.
What the fuck
kind
of nightclub is this?
Right? That's pretty weird.
Wow. I bet if you look at the nightclub's guest list, like, the top fucking five people are all governors, senators, fucking all that shit, man.
Yeah, probably.
Pervy-ass motherfuckers.
Investigators said the 13-year-old lured other girls to Club Metropolis, enticing them with the promise of money and even forcing some of them to dance and sell their bodies for sex.
Boom. Boom, boom.
Quote, fucking it's really a horrendous affair, said Dallas Police.
Yeah, it's real fucking horrendous.
Right?
We've never seen anything like this. Oh, you don't go out much then because I see it every fucking day. And we don't even have that many people here. And if I notice all these fucking whores, yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a problem everywhere,
And you
too.
Wonder why America has such a huge pedophile problem. Because you dress your 10-year-olds like little whores. That's why.
I don't wonder. Christ. I can see why.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
For our listeners who
right.
might be wondering why America has a huge ped problem, it's because you're letting your kids dress like whores. You're letting them act like little fucking cunt whores. No kidding. They get, ugh, hate kids.
Yeah, it's everyone, it's the parents' fault, seriously.
It is. It is the fucking parents' fault.
Because parents don't
take
care of
the
kids.
It's not our fault, it's the games they play. Who was the one that let them fucking play the game? Who was the one that let them fucking have a little
right.
slutty whore MySpace account? No fucking shit. Wow.
It's like all that bullshit with, you know, them buying games and...
Yeah, it's so stupid, stupid, stupid. Pro-abortion all the way.
All the
Pro-mandatory abortion. If you're an idiot and you're not going to raise your kid, then don't have an abortion. That's why it's there. Fuck.
Police estimate there are hundreds of teenage prostitutes on the streets of Dallas because there is a big demand.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
And that is the other side of it. I don't want to say that these girls wouldn't be out there being whores if there wasn't anyone to buy them, because they still would be. They don't know. They think it's cute. Look at my dress.
Well, I mean,
after
a while they wouldn't, because they wouldn't be getting any customers.
Right.
So
they wouldn't be getting all this money from all these
right.
governors and shit. And you fucking governors are telling us the way we should live. You guys should fucking look at how you're living. And I mean, if you're going to do shady shit, don't get caught. Don't fucking be all high and mighty and say, oh, prostitution's bad, rabble, rabble, and then go around that same night and fuck a little whore.
Right. If you're going to do something illegal, be smart about it.
Yeah.
At least.
And don't fucking try and hide behind it and say, oh, well, you guys shouldn't be doing this. We know what's best for you. Fuck you. You don't know shit.
Recently, they found a 12-year-old girl dancing naked at a nightclub.
God, that is just... I mean, seriously, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. And these nightclubs are... I guess these nightclubs are letting these fucking 12, 13-year-old girls
letting
them dance.
These nightclubs are all run by Guido fucking douchebags. And they're right. Like, hey, Tony, get a load of the little kid over there. Looks like she's 12. Check out that bald pussy. Hey, douchebag. Fucking mooly fucks.
Quote, I can't believe that a 13, 14, 15-year-old child knowingly injects herself into a world of prostitution, Lieutenant Williams said.
Right. I can't believe they're mimicking what they see on TV because that's all they fucking know. Oh,
right?
My God. Well, they're copying things? Holy shit.
Well, because you know that's all they're doing is just sitting on the internet and watching TV, and this
is
what they see, they copy it.
Look at every fucking page on MySpace. All the ads are fucking whores.
Yep.
Singles? Are you lonely? Bored and lonely? Come look at our whores. And then, you know, after fucking years, if I would have grown up on that shit, yeah, dude, I would think totally different now. But my parents were smart enough, well, and we didn't have things like MySpace, you know, back in the 80s and shit. But it's just ridiculous. You parents have to fucking watch your kids. You can't let the internet fucking raise your children, or you're gonna end up with a little 13-year-old slut whore who's dancing at some creepy-ass fucking nightclub for the governor of fucking New York.
Right.
And then she gets pregnant, and then you wonder why she is like this. Because you weren't a parent. You were her friend. Don't be your kids' friends. Be their parents.
Well, and all they do is just let them do what they want. They don't watch, you know, what they're doing.
No, not at all, because they're busy. If
right.
you were
they don't
fucking,
pay attention.
If you're too busy to watch your kids, don't have kids, smart guy. Get an abortion or pull out. It's not that fucking hard. Jesus.
I'd say adoption, but I don't really like adoption because there's too many fucking people as it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And adopted kids end up getting fucked up,
if
too.
If you're going to have
time.
A kid, if you insist on populating this world even more, because fuck, we need it. Please, we need more people.
We don't have enough.
Man, we need as many people as we can get, because one day the food supply is going to be gone. We're going to have to eat something. So fuck, you might as well just keep having kids. I'm hungry. But if you're not going to do it, then don't fucking have the kid. Don't expect, oh, well, the state will take care of me, or the government will take care of me, or I'll put it up for adoption. Someone else will take care of it. No, it's not someone else. Granted, people might not be able to have kids, but if you can't have kids, there's a reason for it. Don't go and adopt someone else's thinking, oh, everything's going to be just fine. And it's not. Trust me, it's not.
Police won't say what school the girl attended, but they're not surprised. Quote, one of the remarkable things we learned through all of this is there's tremendous amount of money in all this. So a huge demand for young girls in prostitution world.
Yeah, no shit. We're not surprised by any of this because little girls are fucking whores.
Yeah, and older guys want them.
Yeah, older guys.
There's pedos everywhere.
Oh my God. And You fucking pedos, man. I swear to God.
Police said the young girls aren't acting alone. They say some of the same people who are pimping out the adult prostitutes are the same ones exploiting young girls.
Well,
no surprise.
It's exactly like what the tobacco companies were doing back in the day, man. Appealing to the kids. Get them while
they're still young.
It's the same exact thing. Get them while they're young.
Well, and that's funny because with the tobacco companies, they say they don't advertise towards kids, but they fucking do.
Oh, well, yeah.
Obviously.
And whatever. Smoke. I smoke. Fuck. I smoke.
Yeah, I don't really
I hope
care.
I get cancer so I don't have to fucking live around all you retards forever.
The 13-year-old was arrested on Saturday, March 22nd, and charged with compelling prostitution. She and others like her may be runaways whose childhoods were stolen for profit.
Yeah, stolen for profit because you went out dressed like a whore and some fucking pimp dazzled you with his fucking bling and
yeah,
all of a sudden you're like,
it.
Oh, this looks like fun. Let's play whore. Fucking bimbos.
Wow.
All right, well, we're about an hour in here, episode 15 of the Jam Hole. Let's burn through this last story and get through some plugs, and that'll be that. Medical examiner. Toddler died after failed faith healing.
Yeah, I wonder why that failed.
Because it's all bullshit.
Yep.
Prosecutors are reviewing the death of a 15-month-old girl a medical examiner says could have been saved if her parents wouldn't have been complete idiots. She needed antibiotics, apparently, and the parents put their faith in the Lord and said, no, God will heal my baby, and guess what? The baby died.
See, there's what more proof do you need? Oh, if my baby's sick, then God should heal her.
Right, okay.
God didn't do shit.
Because he
doesn't exist.
Exactly.
You should go with antibiotics, which obviously fucking exists because it's
right
there.
Exactly. The Oregonian newspaper quoted Dr. Christopher Young, a deputy state medical examiner, saying that Ava Worthington died March 2nd at home from bacterial bronchial pneumonia and infection.
Wow.
I had pneumonia when I was in like fifth grade. I was living in California still, and that shit is fucked up.
Right.
And
when you get that, you need antibiotics.
Yeah, I was sick for like 8 months. I had to do fifth grade over again because I missed that whole school year. When we moved up here, I was sick, and we went to the doctors here. The first doctor thought I had asthma, so he gave me an inhaler, and we went home because we didn't fucking know. I'd never had pneumonia before, anything like that, and I kept getting worse and worse, and we went back to him, and he's like, oh, that should have done it, you know, keep trying it and then come back. So we were like, fuck that. So we went to another doctor up here, and he was like, oh, you have pneumonia, and, you know, it's
that
good
that
you got
a fucking idiot.
Yeah, and I wish I would have, you know, I was in fifth grade, so I didn't know anything about lawsuits and malpractice, and I don't know why my parents weren't like, well, we're going to sue you for treating asthma in someone that has pneumonia. That's fucked
up. If you're a doctor, you should fucking know what ammonia
is. Yeah, it's pneumonia.
Ammonia.
Nice.
That's something else entirely.
But yeah, no shit. If I wouldn't have got those antibiotics in time, I would have fucking died for sure. And then you guys wouldn't be listening to the Jam Hole. How fucking sad would that have been?
You almost died from spiders, too.
I know. And I almost died from falling off, man. Yeah. But every time I
and
come
that was
out
recently.
Without a scratch. Like I'm invincible.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Are you one of those druggies that just thinks he's invincible? Like you really are.
I know, dude. I've been in so many car accidents. I never wear my seatbelt. I fucking hate seatbelts, but I've never had like anything more than just maybe a scratch or a bump on my head or something. It's fucking weird. I've tried too, man. I've fucking jumped my car. I've done all that shit and nothing. Not even a scratch.
Wow. Maybe you're just lucky.
Maybe I'm a hero.
Maybe. Right. Or maybe, you know, you can't die because you're just destined to do the Jam Hole.
That,
you can't die.
Either that or God's watching over me.
Yep.
So
just you, though.
I must be
not,
here for
not
the
all
jam
the other people that are getting fucked over and dying.
Well,
but
God,
he's watching you.
God's like, man, you're the only one worth saving. Look at all these fucking retards.
Right?
I'm like, I know, right?
That's why all these people die. If God does exist and all these people are dying and God's doing nothing, this is why. It's because they're fucking retards and God
wants
them to die.
Yep. Let's see. He said both conditions could have been prevented or treated with antibiotics, and the child's breathing was further compromised by a benign cyst that had never been medically addressed and could have been removed from her neck. If prosecuted.
A cyst? That's fucked.
They're
up.
Like, nope, God will take care of it.
Yeah, God will remove that.
Okay, retard. If prosecuted, the paper said Ava Worthington's parents would be the first members of Oregon City's Oregon City's Followers of Christ, a fundamentalist Christian denomination.
Oh, let's go to that one.
Yeah, well, if we were in Oregon. Anyone lives in Oregon wants us to go get some dirt on this church, send us a plane ticket. To face charges for failing to seek medical treatment for a gravely ill child. I hope they fucking press all the charges, man.
Right?
They should be in jail for murder.
Yeah,
that's
they should,
all.
Because you don't just do nothing when
I know,
that
and
happens.
I could see if the kid was of age and could make the choice to say, Mom, you guys are nuts, I'm going to the doctor.
Yeah.
But it was a baby. The baby doesn't fucking know it.
Right.
The baby probably didn't even know it was sick.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's all. See, be fucking parents, you fucking retards. Ugh. Let's see. Treatment for blah, blah, blah. Quote, we are reviewing the case and our investigation is progressing, said Greg Horner, Clackamas County Chief Deputy District Attorney. Bleh. He did not release the parents' names because they are complete douchebags. When the Associated Press called the number listed for the church Saturday, the person who answered hung up. Ooh, we should find the number and call him.
Yeah. I agree.
Child abuse detectives recently referred investigative findings to the prosecutors who are evaluating the case in light of a law passed in 99 after several faith healing deaths of children. Quote, this is the first time that they could be taking a shot at interpreting the law, said State Senate President Peter Courtney, who supported the bill and is also probably a pedo. It eliminated Oregon's spiritual healing defense in cases of second-degree manslaughter, first- and second-degree criminal mistreatment, and non-payment of child support.
You can't have manslaughter without laughter.
Nope, and I am laughing all the way to the bank. The legislator passed the bill after months of debate over religious freedom, parental rights, and the state's responsibility to protect children.
Exactly.
Now, I don't think it's the state's responsibility. If the parents don't know enough to fucking protect their kids, then whatever happens, happens. That's life, man.
But
tough shit.
They shouldn't have a kid in the first place, then.
Well, yeah, they shouldn't, but granted, the dumb people always reproduce, so they're gonna. But it shouldn't be, you know, the state shouldn't, they shouldn't. It's not their business. If people don't know how to raise their kids because they're retards or they have no parental instinct, then whatever happens, happens. If some bad shit happens to you, should have been a better parent, idiot, or shouldn't have had the kid,
idiot. Well, they
should,
and they should, you know, get punished in some way for being such an idiot, though.
Right.
Like, kill them.
Well,
because
yeah,
they shouldn't go to jail.
They should, okay, here, best punishment for this, you should have to live a month with that corpse, with the dead baby.
That's fucked.
That's what should happen.
Yeah.
I guarantee if that shit happened, this would not happen very often.
Well, and they're Bible thumpers, too, so that would fuck them up.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
See?
They should do that. They should, based on the people and, you know, how their life is, that should figure
exactly
out
eye
happen.
For an eye, that's all. The followers of Christ Church came to Oregon early in the 20th century. According to church tradition, when members become ill, fellow worshipers pray and anoint them with oil. Former members say those who seek modern medical remedies are ostracized, kicked out.
Wow.
No shit. I bet, oh god, I don't see this church being around for much longer once all these people die.
Well, it sounds like it's been there for a while.
I can't wait till all these people start dying and they fucking see that, oh, oh, wow, I wasted my whole life following some made-up fairy tale? What a waste. That would just be the ultimate disappointment ever. Knowing that everything you worshipped and held dear in life and everything that you turned to was made up.
Yeah, you based your entire life
on a lie.
On a lie.
A lie. Wow. Well, that's about it. We're an hour 10 into this motherfucker here, episode 15 of The Jam Hole. You got anything you want to say before we get into the plugs?
I think it's about time to wrap it up.
Yeah, we should wrap it up. All right, well, if you guys have anything, any comments on any of the stories we've read or anything I've said, Braden said, definitely email us, info@thejamhole.com. Or if you're our MySpace friend, or if you're not our MySpace friend, hey, fuck, be our friend. Doesn't even matter. Send us a message, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. What's else? iTunes. We're on iTunes.
We're on
you can
iTunes,
subscribe to the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. It's middle of the month. So what I want to do is at the beginning of next month, we all need to vote the very first day of the month before anyone else gets a chance to vote. That way we'll be in the top 10. Bam.
Oh, nice.
Just like that. So everyone that voted, watch for the first day of the month. And you know, we'll try
soon
and remind
it's
you.
12.
Exactly. Fucking bust those votes out and it'll get us up right on the front page, and that would be cool to see, even though it doesn't really matter, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
it's cool to see.
Cool.
Something that we made is up there, you know, it's just cool. So yeah, vote for us on Podcast Alley, subscribe with iTunes. Thank you so much for listening. This has been so wonderful. I am so happy that this gives us something to do. We're getting out there, people are enjoying it, and yeah, we love fucking doing the show. We're gonna be around for a very long time.
Yeah, we are
unlike,
not quitting anytime
no,
soon.
No, unlike other podcasts who might not be around for much longer.
It's just too fun to stop.
I know. I don't see how you people can't do a show more.
It's like our new drug.
Reliably. It is, man. I get high every time I do this fucking shit.
Word.
Word. So, yeah, anything else, thejamhole.com. And pretty soon we're going to be live, doing live shows through BNS Live. So keep an eye out for that. You good?
I'm good.
Jamming.
Jamming.
Too long, just wishing we all would move on. Sick, tired of doing what you want. You gone and turned us all into shit. Seems a little watered down. Everybody wanna be a rap artist now. Trying to get the platinum regardless how hard you play yourself to get fame. Ain't it a damn shame? Music today, fads the same, so you ain't got shit to say. Expect the kids to pay this expensive fee when they can get an MP3 off a friend's CD. Especially if it's less than three tracks alike. If it was worth spending money, then we actually might. So much crap on the mic, labels ain't acting right. Making cash from the hype like the passion of Christ. Just imagine the lights, camera action, the life, the car, the cash, the stars flashing they ice. Cock tees, R&B, pop queens gassing you up. Fashion thugs passing you drugs in back of the club, you want a part of it, but is that all an artist is? A blank mind with a spine made of cartilage. Hard as it may seem, it pays to stay dreaming away from the mainstream, just praying you'll break even. I've been singing this song for too long, just wishing we all would move on. Sick and tired of doing what you want. You gone and turn this all into shit. Sing a little watered down. Everybody wanna be a rap artist now. Trying to get the platinum regardless how hard you play yourself to get the fame. Pop music.
What is it?
Much greater than your Benz or your Lexus or your Lexus. Pop music.
What is it?
Do not connect us with those champagne sipping money fingers. Well, ain't that just a star? Seated on this bus, you might recognize me, but keep it on the hush. You might wanna ask me what I'm doing, taking transit or working at this place, making your bacon sandwiches. Kids be acting kinda funny, cause they see me in a couple little shitty rap videos on TV. Yeah, I got a name, but maybe $2 to it. Just try and cop a chain, making blue collar music.
The truth is, ain't much has changed. Still seems that crafting sucks the same. Hard to come up in the game with a buck and chain. So tough luck for the other guy, and what's his name? Aim high and shoot far below my goal. What I expect I'm owed to ever get for shows. The math never adds up, I ain't collecting dough. So on and on like a broken record, it goes.
I've been singing a song for too long. Just wishing we all would move on. Sick and tired of doing what you want. You gone and turn this all into shit. Sing a little watered down. Everybody wanna be a rap artist now. Trying to get the platinum regardless how hard you played yourself to get fame. I've been singing a song for too long. Just wishing we all would move on. Sick and tired of doing what you want. You gone and turn us all into shit. Sing a little watered down. Everybody wanna be a rap artist now. Trying to get the platinum regardless how hard you played yourself to get fame.
Hip-hop music.
What is it?
Much greater than your Benz or your Lexus.
Hip-hop music.
What is it?
Do not connect us with those champagne sipping money fingers.
Hip-hop music.
What is it?
I have to send respects to real money. Real money.
Hip-hop music.
What is it?
Do not connect us with those champagne sipping money fingers.